We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on April 8, 2018 at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida. The title is A Sight to Behold.
Our reading from the Gospel this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, the sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. "How dare you question me? What is wrong with you? Are you just plain stubborn? Not very smart? A troublemaker? All we've gone through together, and now this is how you treat me?" Jesus' words to Thomas from between the lines in today's gospel reading, perhaps? No, not at all. But if they were, could you blame him? Now, I'm truly blessed to be able to share with you this morning, in part because I do very much enjoy being with you here at First Presbyterian Church, but also because I really like today's topic. I think those of us who have grown up in some sort of church life identify to some extent with some biblical character. I'm sure we'd like to identify with some of the biblical greats, perhaps the leadership of Moses, the wisdom of Solomon, the great faith of the rock, Peter, on whom Jesus would build his church, or maybe John, a great and deep thinker, maybe the colorful Luke, the loyal and faith-filled mother Mary, or Mary Magdalene, who first saw the resurrection and shared the news, or the doubter Thomas. What? Who would want to be identified with the doubts of Thomas? But what about the honesty of Thomas? I'm not sure, however, that many of us would say Thomas, though, truth be told, he may be the one that best suits us. I know he does me. My opening was not at all correct. Jesus did not fault Thomas for his doubts. He simply addressed them. He showed Thomas his hands and his pierced side. Jesus was, after all, God, but in the form of a real human being. And he understood. He understands what it is to be human. He understood our doubts and our fears. And even though perhaps Jesus had good reason to be upset by Thomas's questions and Thomas's doubts, he led him to the answers. He showed him the wounds and told him, "Do not doubt, but believe." What about us? We proclaim that we believe each time we recite the various creeds. But do we really? Tennyson wrote, "There lives more faith in honest doubt than in half the creeds." Think about that. There lives more faith in honest doubt than in half the creeds. We don't have that physical Jesus standing in front of us to show us those wounds. But Jesus says to us, as he did to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." But like Thomas, we're human. We want to see for ourselves. I have gone through times of serious doubts, and I've gone through times of real faith. I would guess that you have too. And that's a good thing. Doubts mean that we are actively thinking and pondering life and God. William Barclay said, "There is more ultimate faith in the man who insists on being sure than in the man who glibly repeats things which he has never thought out and which he does not really believe. It is a doubt like that which in the end arrives at certainty." It is that certainty, that rock-solid faith that Jesus calls us to. Thomas had doubts and questions, but then he proclaims his ultimate faith, "My Lord and my God." He arrived at that certainty by seeing for himself. But what about us? What can we do? Our epistle reading from 1 John spoke also of proclaiming what they had seen and heard, sharing that good news so that we too may believe. Verse 8 has these words which we often hear in our times of confession. "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Might we change that just a bit for today's topic and say, "If we say that we have no doubt, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Our question, though, is how do we resolve those doubts? Unlike Thomas, we cannot see the physical Jesus. Or can we? Most of us see with our eyes, but there are other ways to see. It's hard for those of us with eyesight to really comprehend, but those who are blind are able to see through different means: touching, hearing, smelling, sensing more powerfully in ways that seem foreign to sighted people. Perhaps what Jesus wants us to do is not to see with our eyes, but rather to see with our hearts. For us on this side of death, that is not so easy, as we are challenged by our fears and our uncertainties. And I am sure that Jesus understands that. We are called to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to see God's presence in this world, so that we may accept God's presence in the world to come. It isn't easy, and indeed Jesus didn't say it would be, but we need to try. For so much of what we may see as God in our world, the skeptic might explain away. But that doesn't mean that we see it wrong. We can see God in the wonder, beauty, and order of nature. And I don't think that that means that we cannot also accept the evolution theory as God's means of creation. We can see God in the love and care of another person, of the comfort we receive in times of darkness and need, of prayers offered in Jesus' name, sometimes answered as we may want, and sometimes answered, but in other ways. When I was flat on my back for about a week following major heart surgery several years ago, with a ventilator and heart pump helping me to survive, I could feel a presence assuring me that the experience I was going through had a purpose. It would make me better able to be there for others in their times of struggle, to minister to them as Jesus would have me do. If believing in what we cannot see were simple, perhaps everyone would believe. No, it isn't that simple. We have to work at it. But if we do, then the message of Easter, that Jesus conquered even death in the grave, not only for himself, but for all who believe, will have a profound effect upon us. Life will be ours, and one day we will see Jesus with our own eyes. And that indeed will be a sight to behold. In the words of John, "These words are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So may it be. Amen. And please be with me again in the spirit of prayer. Lord Jesus, unlike Thomas, we cannot touch you to know your presence. But we can know your presence through your touch in our lives. May we open our hearts to see you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on April 8, 2018 at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was A Sight to Behold. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.